producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. Well, things have been kind of quiet on the chocolate shortage. Remember, we're supposed to have this big looming chocolate shortage, which is making many of us women, especially those of us that kind of PMS, a little bit nervous, you know? I mean, I don't know how to stock up and keep, you know, chocolate, you know, fresh and yummy. I don't know what to do. I mean, I've started stocking up on the chocolate, but the prices are already going up. Well, what we've had on the latest, and I'm looking at a beautiful picture of chocolate, which is probably the worst thing to do since I'm trying to diet, but apparently the Wall Street Journal reported that cocoa, which is obviously the raw material used to make chocolate, is diminishing because of weather conditions and poor farming techniques. I'll grow chocolate in my backyard if I have to. Come on, people. And the demand has hit an all-time high as of last year. So chocolate demand is going up. The world has an imbalance that has now forced the price of the commodity to rise almost 40% since 2012. They say China and India, now with more disposable income, are also spending more on chocolate. So chocolate makers are warning once again that chocolate will be increasingly rare unless something is done. Now, I don't like that. Okay, I understand paying more. And I'm already saving up. Okay, I am already saving up. I got about a couple dollars in change right here because if a 50-cent candy bar goes up to $2, I'll have the $2. So I'm already working on that. I'm already all over it. All over it, okay? Like bugs on glue. What's the, like flies on glue, like flies on whatever. Okay, I'm all over it. Chocolate makers are warning once again that chocolate is going to be rare in 2014. Mars and chocolate giant Barry Callebaut, I don't know who that is, but I love the guy, projected a global shortage now, not by 2030, but by 2020. We're talking in 4 years. That would happen if there's no industry cooperation. So, in an effort to save their trade, we got Hershey's, Mars, Mondelez, who makes Cadbury. Oh, I love Cadbury. They're now spending $1 billion to try and reverse the downfall of cocoa farming. Oh, guys, you are my heroes. Long live Hershey's, Mars, and Mondelez. The money is going to projects that include supporting sustainable farming practices and research. Lindt, Nestle, and Hershey's all have increased prices because obviously now they got to come up with $1 billion to help save a problem. So wait a second. So they're not paying. We are. We are paying for all this research. Anyway, sugar is also up. So we have to spend money on sugar. We have to spend money on chocolate. And I know some of you guys are like, why is the doctor sitting there talking about, you know, negatively? About sugar prices going up and chocolate going up. Well, because, look, okay, I am not an alcoholic. I do not smoke marijuana. I don't drink a lot of alcohol. I don't smoke. I don't have any vices at all. I don't go shopping. But the one thing I like to do and the one thing I need to just, you know, I mean, it got me through, you know, the boards. It got me through the SATs. It got me through breakups is my chocolate. So that is my go-to. It's my drug, all right? Okay, chocolate prices this Halloween were up 4.2% year over year. Chocolate is not the only food that there's an issue. They say there is going to be a global coffee shortage in as little as 3 years. And I don't care about coffee because I don't drink coffee, But my guess is for those of you that like coffee, coffee prices are going to go up. It's going to be very interesting to see what places like Starbucks do, or, you know, Coffee Bean, etc. I know they better get their act together. Unfortunately, we have even bigger problems here. They say 156,000 chickens have now been added to a list of birds being euthanized in India. Okay, I mean, I've gotten off red meat pretty good. I eat steak every now and then, I mean, once in a blue moon, but I love my chicken. Now, animal health officials are investigating a bird flu strain that's hit 10 turkey farms in southwestern Indiana and has added 156,000 chickens to the list of thousands of birds being euthanized due to the outbreak. The Indiana State Board of Animal Health says the egg-laying chickens are at high risk of contracting, get this, the H7N8 virus. Why? Because they are housed at one of the 10 farms near a barn with turkeys that are infected. I don't know, I didn't know that turkeys and chickens interact, but I guess they do. Now, crews are already working to euthanize more than 245,000 turkeys at the 10 farms to prevent the virus spread. The planned killing of the 156,000 chickens means the outbreak has now affected more than 400,000 birds. And that's why our chicken prices have gone up and our turkey prices have gone up. We went out to eat for turkey dinner. And when we went out to eat, we were like, man, this is expensive. Well, that's why, because a lot of turkeys have to die. Officials have also added a precautionary 6-mile surveillance zone beyond the 6-mile control area created last week around the first turkey farm where the virus was found. So, all right, we got turkey issues, we got chicken issues, we got coffee issues, we got chocolate issues. Let's look at the big picture, okay? Our food supply is in jeopardy, okay? We have more and more people eating, right? Population is growing, and you can't blame it on the illegal immigrants. I mean, that population is going all over the place, okay? Whether they're in America or not in America, they're still eating, right? Prices are going to go up. Now, remember in a lab they made a hamburger meat? They made some hamburger meat? I think it cost $250,000 for that one slice of hamburger meat. But they are working on figuring out how to lab grow food. But I don't know what the answer is. You know, we're really nervous about GMOs and artificially farming animals and fish. But I don't know what the answer is. You know, when it comes to chocolate, I don't want artificial chocolate. I want the real thing. But what if we're not going to have enough of the real thing? What do we do? What do we do? We turn to alcohol and smoking. No, we don't. No, we don't. Don't go away. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Nice. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the CDC wants us to slow down on the antibiotics. CDC and doctors groups are issuing advice for not taking antibiotics because so many of you guys are taking antibiotics when you don't need to this cold season. And I understand it's been a bad cold season. Acute respiratory tract infections are one of the biggest things bringing adults to the doctor's office. And most often, you're getting an antibiotic. Either you're demanding the antibiotic or the doctor's like, here, take it and don't bother me. And when an antibiotic is appropriately prescribed, that's what we want. But we understand that there's a lot of antibiotics being prescribed out there that shouldn't be. So a physicians group, the American College of Physicians, and the CDC contend that antibiotics are generally not necessary for many of these infections. Okay? So they've issued a set of recommendations for ARTIs, which are acute respiratory tract infections. We used to call them URIs, but now they're just called, instead of upper term respiratory, now it's called acute respiratory tract infection. They always have to change the acronyms to make us doctors, you know, have to restudy things. And they say this includes acute uncomplicated bronchitis, pharyngitis, which is a sore throat, rhinosinusitis, which is runny nose, nose and sneezing, and then the common cold. And we need to move away from antibiotics because many times you don't need the antibiotics for those. Previous research has shown that half of all antibiotic prescriptions are unnecessary, and many antibiotics are losing their efficacy because of unnecessary use. While patients expect the antibiotics, they say physicians are recommended to teach them and educate them. I'm going to move on and tell you about that, but here's a quote. Dr. Wayne J. Riley, president of the ACP, says inappropriate use of antibiotics for these ARTIs is an important factor contributing to the spread of antibiotic-resistant infections, which is a public health threat. Reducing overuse of antibiotics for these is a clinical priority and a high-value care way to improve quality of care, lower health care costs, and slow and or prevent the continued use of antibiotic resistance. Okay, what does this mean for you? All right. One thing I'm noticing is, it's okay. There's a few things. It's very, very hard to control the prescribing of doctors. Okay. And people want to control the doctors. As doctors and nurse practitioners and physicians assistants become employees, they're a little easier to control. And what I'm seeing is many of my patients that end up going to, let's say, a big superstore type of medical center, they don't get the antibiotics. They come to me week deeper into it, or they have pneumonia, and they go, nobody would give me an antibiotic. That urgent care chain wouldn't give me an antibiotic. I see them, and I'm like, okay, you need an antibiotic. And again, I get to be Monday morning quarterback. I get to be a hero, etc. But I completely understand what is happening with these chains, these franchises, because, you know, somebody needs to have the cojones to tell a patient, no, you are not going to get an antibiotic for something you don't need, period. And it does. It takes a lot of guts. Your doctors that run their own businesses where, you know, they really, really, want to stress customer service, et cetera. You have somebody that takes off work. Okay, they have to pay a $75 copay or whatever because their deductible is up in the multiple thousands. They come in for you to say you got a virus, go home. They don't want that anymore. In the olden days, they appreciated your advice. No, they don't want that anymore. They're not leaving without a Z-Pak. They're not leaving without an antibiotic. And so many doctors that own their own businesses are like, here, take it, go. Okay, Godspeed. Whereas with many of these big franchises, okay, true, some doctors are, you know, doctors used to be worried about ratings, but now since the ratings are such a farce, many of these doctors, they don't care. They can have the cojones to say, no, you're not getting an antibiotic from here. I'm doing my job. Okay? You know, our protocols are not giving an antibiotic for this unless we really think you need it. You don't need it. You're not getting it. And people are very dissatisfied. So then they go and they find another doctor and they get what they want. And people get what they want. Well, if you don't have all the doctors on board and all the medical providers on board, antibiotic risk resistance will continue to go up. But then you have me that sees some of the bad things that happen when they don't get an antibiotic. And I'm like, oh, my. I mean, one such instance that I didn't see personally, but we all saw, was that Georgia teenager who was ziplining. And as she, when she ziplined, remember she cut her leg really badly. So it got all cleaned up, sewn up in the ER, but they didn't give her an antibiotic. Okay, no antibiotic was given. I mean, I doubt they forgot. I think they were like, look, we cleaned it out really good. It's not a dirty wound. You don't need antibiotics. She comes back a few days later going, this is really hurting. Like, of course it's hurting. It was a bad wound. It doesn't look red. It doesn't look infected. Move on. She comes back a third time to a physician who goes, I'm going to start you on an antibiotic just in case you got an infection down there. But then it was just too late. She had necrotizing fasciitis. The infection spread, put her into sepsis, put her into shock, and she lost her hands and feet. So, is anybody patting those first two doctors on the back for not writing an antibiotic and saving us from antibiotic resistance? No, they're not. And my guess is those first two doctors are getting sued. So the other problem we have is doctors don't want to miss a necrotizing fasciitis. They don't want to miss a pneumonia. People die from pneumonia. So as a result, it's a hell of a lot easier for them to get through their career without a lawsuit than for them to be accused of giving an antibiotic during an ATRI or acute ARTI. And this is a big problem for us, especially our kids. There's another study talking about resistant gonorrhea. Gonorrhea is back in the news, okay? One of the reasons I think gonorrhea is, you know, continually in the news is, you know, we were told that anytime somebody came in with an STD, give them an antibiotic, okay, for their partner. And I'm like, I don't think I want to do that. I think I'd like to see the partner. I'd like to maybe get these test results back to know if I'm treating that. But no, back then, everybody, you handed antibiotics to people you didn't even know because of an STD. You wanted to stop it from spreading. And I understood the logic, but I'm like, I don't know who this person is. What if they're allergic to it? And I was really nervous about just handing out an antibiotic and telling them, go give it to your partner. What if they don't know which partner it is? You know, and they hand it to the wrong one. You know, we say have all your partners get checked, but many of them don't. Well, because we were just handing out antibiotics willy-nilly, telling people to go treat their partners, we now have very resistant gonorrhea. So according to a report yesterday, they say public health experts are expressing growing anxiety over the prospect of antibiotic-resistant gonorrhea. Last month, health officials in Great Britain cautioned that the nation's physicians and pharmacies about the danger posed by this, and the CDC is also echoing the same concern. Resistant gonorrhea and the prospect of untreatable gonorrhea are real threats. Resistant strains now have been detected in many parts of the world. So, what could gonorrhea do if untreated? Well, one, is it going to infect more people? Okay? You could get it through any orifice. Okay, oral, etc. More than 350,000 new cases were reported in the U.S. in 2014, according to the CDC, but they think the number is much higher because a lot of people didn't report it, and they got the extra antibiotic from the medical provider when they treated the first partner. Young people under 24 appear to be more at risk. And by the way, that's going to go up because now that we're cutting back pap smears, we're not screening girls. We used to screen girls every year to see if they had an STD. So we're picking up STDs pretty fast, left and right. Now, no, not happening. So, now they're coming every 3 years. So the number is going to be falsely down. And remember, many people with an STD do not have any symptoms. They say symptoms of the infection are often absent, undiagnosed, and untreated could cause pelvic inflammatory disease, very painful. That could lead to infertility. If you're pregnant, it could cause a miscarriage. If you haven't been pregnant yet, it could increase your risk of ectopic pregnancy because of the scarring. Men also could be infertile from the scarring of the urethra and cause issues with their urination. You could also have chronic pelvic pain. So according to the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, they are recommending that at-risk older women and all sexually active women aged 24 and younger should routinely be screened for gonorrhea. Now, we were screening everybody under 25. I guess that changed. So how are we supposed to routine screen when women are not coming in for their pap smears? Okay, so we tell them to come in for their STD screening, but many of them don't. The task force did not issue any recommendations for men, but the CDC said that anyone who's sexually active is at risk for gonorrhea. The CDC recommends that all men who have sex with other men get tested yearly for the infection. Now remember, gonorrhea, as long as the antibiotics work, is curable. But we need to get our act together. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I ordered new scrubs and a new white doctor's jacket, and I haven't received them, and I don't know where the heck they are. And it was funny because one of my neighbors comes over to our location and says, somebody signed a package for them by the name of Mitchell. I go, well, we don't have a Mitchell. So I think there is somebody signing for all our packages, especially my scrubs. And look, mind you, the scrubs are not very sexy. I mean, you guys have seen me in my scrubs. Not very sexy at all. So I would just kind of say, if you guys don't mind, to maybe, like, not sign for my packages. Let me get my packages, please. Especially since I discovered that Walmart has free shipping. So if I need to buy any delicates or something, so I don't have to walk into Walmart and tell you guys on air what I had to shop for and how embarrassing it was to run into people who know me, please do not go into my packages. Thank you. Okay, that's all I had to say. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A new study thinks that women and their estrogen may be more likely to, I guess, fight off the flu. And that is a definite weapon that we women could have in our arsenal. And they say it was proven to dramatically reduce the amount of flu virus that replicated in infected cells from women. In addition, artificial forms given for hormone replacement therapy and estrogen-like chemicals found in the environment were found to have the same effect on cells in women, but not men. Researchers at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health collected cells from the nasal passage from both female and male volunteers, according to a press release. Let me stop here for a second. Okay. Remember when I said before it has the same effect on cells in women but not men? For some reason, I had a flashback to the movie Zorro the Gay Blade. Do you guys remember movie Zorro with Hamilton? Oh, my gosh. Why can't I think of his name? George Hamilton. It was called Zorro the Gay Blade. And I guess his brother, who was dressed in drag, I guess had to go into the bathroom with the queen. And, you know, the guards that were guarding the queen with her fancy necklace wanted to go into the women's room. And the Zorro brother, you know, said, no, but I can't, you know, because I'm a woman. And, you know, you saw the guards go, oh, darn, we can't go in there to guard the queen. And so I thought that was pretty funny. Sorry, I had a quick flashback. Anyway, researchers of the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health collected cells from the nasal passage of both female and male volunteers, according to a press release, and the cells in the nasal passage are typically the first to be infected with the flu, because your nose is there, it's always open, so the flu can attach on. In fact, when we were screening for swine flu years ago, we would take nasal swabs. Very good place to collect to see if you've been exposed to the flu. And then what they did is they took these cells and they exposed them to different types of estrogen, including normal levels of naturally occurring estrogen, different types of selective estrogen, receptor modulators, including synthetic estrogen like chemicals used for hormone replacement therapy and infertility treatment, and an estrogen-like chemical found in many plastics. So they then exposed these cells to influenza A, and they showed that the female cells that had estrogen nearly had 1,000-fold less viral replications than those that didn't have the hormones. I know you guys are going, wait a second, so the flu is afraid of women. Could be. Could be. Researchers also noted that the hormones behind the reduction act on estrogen receptor beta, which is one of two types of receptors for estrogen inside cells. So men produce estrogen, but they have less receptors of the hormone. So that's why the men's estrogen did not have the same protective effects as the flu virus in men. So they found that, I guess, it prevented, I guess it's the estrogen might have slowed down the metabolic activity of the cells, so less cells could manufacture the flu virus as it replicated. And I don't want to go into all the science here because it's starting to get a little bit too scientific, even for me. But being a woman helps, okay? One of the rare times that being a woman helps. Thank you. Now, let's look at, you know, from an evolutionary standpoint. You know, I remember growing up, my mom rarely got sick, but my dad would get sick. And you see that a lot. The moms rarely get sick. Okay, maybe it is the estrogen. I mean, this is no big surprise to me. Okay, if the mamas have to feed the baby and the mamas have to be there to rear the little babies, okay, the species will propagate better if mom is healthy. Maybe that's why mom seems to, you know, not die of heart disease as often as men. Maybe that's why, you know, females have, you know, longer longevity. And it's odd because, you know, in the animal kingdom, you know, some females cannot protect themselves as well as men, as the male species. The male species seems to be the more powerful runners, you know, the more powerful, you know, lions and bears, etc. But, you know, in some species, the female lives longer. Why is that? Maybe it's the estrogen. Maybe it's this prevention of us, you know, getting sick. So, don't start taking estrogen to ward off the flu by any means, okay? But it'll be an interesting study to see people that are on estrogen replacement therapy if they end up not getting the flu. Now, I mean, I am just rip-roaring with estrogen. I know it doesn't sound like it, and I still get the flu. So I don't want to say it's that protective. Speaking of flu, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we're being told that Las Vegas is one of the, I guess, highest in flu activity currently. We come in second place. I'm not sure who came in first. I'm trying to find the full study. But one way they found this and they discovered it is these researchers are looking at the pharmacies. And they're seeing what pharmacies are selling the most of. And many pharmacies are selling flu medicines. So because people are buying flu and cough and cold medications, they think that they see the highest, you know, one of the highest spikes in Vegas. Now, I gotta admit, I don't know if we are having that many flu outbreaks. I'm gonna have to kind of investigate this and look at the CDC numbers. But what, from a national level, the point I wanna bring up is many people are buying flu over the counter medications when they don't have the flu. Okay? I haven't seen a lot of flu in my neck of the woods. And I haven't had a lot of people ask for the flu shot. So I'm not seeing as much flu. I am seeing a lot of colds. I'm seeing a lot of upper respiratory infections. You're seeing people get, you know, a little bit of fever. Some of them not getting a fever, but sore throat, cough, etc. Usually flu hits you hard. You have fever, body aches, muscle aches, and you are in bed and you don't want to move. I'm not getting that with a lot of my patients. What I'm getting is I've been coughing now for weeks. I had a sore throat, went into the sinuses, and it went into the lungs, and I've been doing that now for weeks. None of this, I got hit like a truck ran over me. And that's kind of what is pretty pathognomonic. I can't say it, of, you know, having the flu. You get this real acute spike in your symptoms. So many people said, look, I took flu medication, or hi, doctor, I'm here for the flu. I have the flu. And I go, what are your symptoms? And they go, well, I have a cough. I go, that doesn't necessarily mean you have the flu. So, you know, that's, you know, and it's important for me to know because I need to know if flu was rampant this year. I need to know how many people vaccinated. I need to know if the vaccine worked. Okay, last year the flu vaccine was pretty pitiful. I want to know how well did the flu vaccine work. A lot of people were not going to get the flu vaccine this year because of the debacle last year. So I was extremely worried that you would see a lot more flu cases, but I'm not. I'm not sure why. So that's definitely something to look at. When I get any more reports on that, we'll keep you posted. Again, with coughs and colds and upper respiratory infections, many of them can have bacterial components. I usually do not recommend antibiotics right out the door. I recommend seeing how your symptoms go for a few days. But if the fever worsens, if the symptoms worsen, you have trouble breathing, any sort of issues, you need to have a medical provider see you immediately. But if you have a cough that is lagging on, you know, for a good 3, 4, 5, watch it a little bit, you know, and see it. If it continues, then get yourself checked. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, guys. 8th. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So researchers from the CDC have discovered that almost half of the total number of counties in the United States now holds home to ticks that can carry Lyme disease. It used to just be a back east New England sort of thing. And now we're finding that it's not. Half of the U.S. can house Borrelia bacteria that, or house the ticks that carry Borrelia bacteria. They say they inhabit about 45% of counties in the country, which is a significant increase compared to 30% of American counties back in 1998. According to Rebecca Eisen, a researcher from the CDC, they say it's important for people to be aware that there may be ticks in areas that they haven't seen previously so that they could take initial steps to protect themselves. I've started to run more Lyme disease titers to see if people have Lyme disease infection. I've started to be more, aggressive in looking at that. I mean, I live in Las Vegas. I went through medical school without seeing one case of Lyme disease. Joint pain, rash, fatigue. Because, again, I trained in the West, so we didn't see any of that. And Lyme disease is from a bacteria. It's spread through the bites of back-legged ticks, particularly the Ixodes scapularis, which are the deer ticks, and the Ixodes pacificus, the western black-legged tick. These insects are often found in grassy or wooded areas. Now, the disease is caused by the bacteria from Borrelia burgdorferi. So it's not the tick, but it's the tick that's the vector introducing this bacteria into you. Individuals infected with these microorganisms then develop headache, fever, fatigue, and many times they think they got the flu. They can also get this rash that looks like a bullseye, like a target on the area of their body where they were bitten by ticks. Now, we give antibiotics, so Lyme disease is treated by antibiotics, but sometimes if the infection isn't treated right away, you get long-term sequela from this. So long-term muscle aches, joint aches, mood disorders, even cognitive issues. So, you know, those of you guys back east are like, this is no news to us, Dahlia, but for those of us out here, you know, when the kids go outside and play, all we have to worry about is scorpions and black widows and rattlesnakes. We don't have to also worry about, you know, screening them for ticks. So, researchers looked at data from various counties. They discovered that deer ticks are now present in 1,400 out of the total 3,100 counties, 46% in the continental U.S., while western back-legged ticks now inhabit 111 of the counties. This equates to a 45% increase from figures recorded in 1998 when the insects were reported to 5 in 1,000 U.S. counties. The researchers determined that deer ticks have established populations in 842 counties, 35 different states, which is much worse increase. Okay, so how do you avoid the tick bites? Well, make sure you can put the repellents like DEET or permethrin. Make sure that you have long sleeves, okay? Don't let the ticks latch on. So long sleeves, long pants when you go outdoors. Wear clothes with light-colored fabrics so that if a tick does jump on you, you could see it because they're kind of brownish, all right? And you go from there. I know my kids, we were doing tick patrol. And they were like, what's going on here? What are you doing? What tick? You know, like, yes, we're checking for ticks. They did not like that in the very least. 1-877-DOC-DALI. They're like, wait a second. I'm like, I need to look for ticks. Leave me alone. All right. Let me see here. Okay. A dissolvable brain sensor disintegrates once their job is done. This is cool. This is like Mission Impossible. A neurosurgeon at Washington University School of Medicine, I guess, deals with brain trauma. Between bullets, blunt forces, blood clots, traumatic brain injuries, we see about 50,000 people die in the United States each year. Now, these kinds of injuries will cause the brain to swell, which constricts the flow of blood and oxygen, and this could lead to permanent damage. So, surgeons like Dr. Murphy need ways to monitor the pressure inside the patient's skull. There are sensors, but many times you need to put them in, and then you need to remove them because they can't have it in their head. So, together with a team of engineers, Murphy is developing a better option, a dissolvable pressure sensor. It's supposed to be thinner than the tip of a needle. It could be left in a patient's brain to take accurate readings for several days before completely disappearing and dissolving. You don't need to remove it because there's nothing to remove. It just gets absorbed in the body. Very tricky, especially where they're going. So this is pretty cool stuff. I'm excited. The dissolvable sensors come from the lab of John Rogers from the University of Illinois. He specializes in creating flexible electronics, including electric socks for the heart. Wow. Temporary tattoos that double as medical sensors, and curved cameras based on the eye. So, he uses, silicon because they're cost-effective as opposed to graphene. And then he plays with the thickness of it, the structure. And rather than these brittle wafers, he's able to make bendy, floppy sheets. This is pretty cool. He says in 2012, he used similar tricks to make these transient electronics that disintegrate in water after a given time. A silicon chip will do that anyway, given enough water. The only problem is it takes many, many years. So he wants to speed up the process of them starting to dissolve. I don't know, this is cool. Okay, you know, many people don't want to go to the doctor, get a test done where they could possibly be contaminated, it could be expensive, have side effects. So the more you could have kind of do-it-yourselfer type stuff where you could walk around and still go to work and do what you need to do, and the data gets sent to the doctor, that's going to be where the biggest patents, unless they're already patented, there's nothing left to patent, that's going to be where the biggest drive will be in medicine. So pretty cool. So he implanted the device in rats. He found that it is as accurate as the best pressure sensors on the market. It's also cost effective, and that's pretty good too. So next they're going to test it in pigs, and then later they will do human trials in 3 to 5 years. All right, way to go. Okay, unfortunately, this is pretty scary. We got a girl fighting for her life, only 15 years old in Michigan, because she is suffering organ failure from toxic shock syndrome. Riley Witten had flu-like symptoms on January 4th. A blood test determined she had toxic shock syndrome, which is caused by staph and strep bacteria. And many times it happens from women using a tampon that they either sleep in or forget about. And unfortunately, it could put the organs into multi-organ failure. She's only 15 years old. She's a very common feminine hygiene product. She lives in Greenville. She's a high school sophomore. And overall, she's pretty healthy. And they decided to keep her home because she wasn't feeling well on winter break. And the next morning, she was vomiting, moaning in pain. And then they took her to a doctor. The doctor ruled out flu, ruled out meningitis, and then he found something very alarming in the blood system, and they aeromed helicoptered her to a hospital in Grand Rapids for urgent treatment. Great doctor. At that point, they knew she had some sort of kidney failure. And toxic shock is caused by strep and staph. I remember in medical school we were going back and forth whether it was strep or staph, and now they're just saying it's strep and staph bacteria. These could release poisonous toxins, and these toxins are what starts to affect the kidney. We recommend changing tampons out every 4 to 6 hours, more frequently if necessary. Many people like to use the super absorbent ones, and they like to use them overnight. There was one, brand where they were discussing overnight, they were actually advertising it. And I was like, oh, no. Okay, don't be advertising. And luckily, you saw the commercial stop, because I was ready to write, you know, everybody possible saying stop that, because these kids will sleep in tampons. And unfortunately, you know, all it takes is a few hours for that bacteria to find a site where they could set up shop and do their damage. So sending prayers to her, and, you know, hopefully she gets through this. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Do
you find it aggravating to wait for your slow-flow gravity filter to produce water? Does your system run so slow that it takes an hour or more to get less than a gallon of water? Slow-flow gravity water filters often utilize inferior technology that requires four elements to produce less than a gallon of filtered water per hour. Moreover, these elements don't eliminate a broad spectrum of difficult-to-remove contaminants, such as viruses. Well, there's good news for you. You can upgrade your slow-flow system with the power of Black Berkey purification elements. That's because they're interchangeable with most slow-flow systems, and they purify water up to eight times faster. You could replace four of the slow-flow elements with a single Black Berkey purification element and double the speed of your system. Upgrade today to Black Berkey purification elements, the fastest and most powerful gravity elements available. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and ask about the specials. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.